This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Sorry about my dog. Hey, cut it out.
I don't know if we've met your dog yet, Steve.
Sounds like she's a stretch four. Got some size to her in that bark.
More of a backup point guard.
On 95.7 The Game.
I do like it when Steve Kerr laughs. And it's Friday, so watch out.
Yep, yep. Come up at 5 o'clock, laugh uncontrollably. It's the little things on Friday that get
you. It's really one of those Fridays, too. Yep. Like, we're heading into a 3-day.
Yep.
I already cooked dinner. It just needs to be put in the oven.
All right.
Like, today I'm vulnerable. Let's put it that way.
You're ahead of the game.
I am so vulnerable
just
right now.
Just get to, ladies and gentlemen, the weekend, and then it's the weekend for you. Nothing.
Totally. My feet are already up. I'm already thinking about what I might watch on Netflix when I get in bed tonight. Let's be real. I hope whatever you all tell me to watch is really good for the first 2 minutes, because I'm going to fall asleep in the third minute. That's for sure. But yeah, I'm vulnerable today.
Okay. So,
anyway, good for you to know.
Yeah, it's good. Well, I mean, we're having a good time, and it's been a great week. And, you know, we had Brock Purdy and Steve Kerr yesterday, and we may have them also today.
We might.
We might.
I know we have Tim Kirkjian of ESPN in like 12 minutes. And we've been sitting here, and we would love to hear from you on the whole buyer's remorse topic. I think it's different depending on who we're talking about. So obviously, Jonathan Kuminga is the centerpiece of this, because I started thinking today, I'm listening to everybody talk, and I'm walking the dog, and I'm listening to Steiny and Goo, and they're talking this all out. And I'm sitting there thinking, and Steiny and Goo were going back through the championship year and when Jonathan was picked. And I said that to myself. Not in a way of like, this is someone's fault. Not in a, man, Jonathan, get a rebound. And not in a, Warriors, your development team is crap. Like, none of that. I was just like, you know, he probably shouldn't have ended up here. They probably shouldn't have picked him. It just didn't, I mean, it just, right? Like, and I'm not even done with the idea that maybe it still works out. Maybe. That's kind of way my brain works. My optimism will never go away. No matter what, no matter how much evidence there is against it. But, yeah, he probably just shouldn't have ended up here. This probably was just one of those things. Whoops. Took a wrong turn. Nobody's fault. And so I wondered about buyer's remorse. I do want to talk to Tim Kirkjian about Willy Adames. Have you noticed this dynamic? Nobody wants to say anything.
About Willie?
Totally.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to touch it.
Well, it's a 7-year deal, and right. They're winning. So what's correct. To say? Like, if you want to look at the overarching reality, the Giants, after 50 games, are off to a great start. That's the headline. Giants are 29-21 after 50. They're in the mix with the Dodgers in the West. That's awesome. And then you go below that, and it's Wilmer Flores is going to be an all-star. Logan Webb is still really good. Your bullpen is incredible. Jungwoo Lee has become only a legitimate Giant, but a fan favorite. And so as you go down the list, then you get to, ooh, Willy Adames, not only can he not hit, he kind of really can't field either.
Yeah.
He's struggling.
Would you say that?
I would say that he's not as good of a shortstop as I thought that he would be through 50. And, you know, the advanced...
I'm looking at advanced metrics on defense.
And he's...
He's just a slightly negative WAR player.
Right.
Negative 0.4.
Right.
Which is, you know...
I thought that, you know...
It's possible. For reference, for those of you who know that we think Matt Chapman is like the greatest third baseman I've ever seen in my freaking life.
Right, right.
It's bananas what he does over there. He is a plus 0.9.
Right.
Defensive WAR. Okay. Elliot Ramos is apparently, again, by metrics in a different position, is a worse defender than Willy Adames.
Right.
Now, Willy plays a more important position, but I've not been offended by his defense.
I have not been offended either, but I've been a little bit disappointed. I thought that he was a better defender, and then you add in the fact that he has not really hit either. That to me is kind of a 1-2 punch of, oh, but they're 29-21. So it's not going to be a headline. It's not headline news.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet. I mean, he's negative WAR player right now on both sides of the ball.
Which is not good.
Not good.
When you sign a guy for 7 years.
The largest contract in the history of the organization.
Correct. And, I mean, I think about Patrick Bailey, who's hitting .182 or something like that. But if you try to run on him, he will throw you out. And they're 29-21.
Yeah, but what did Larry Bear was on with the Joes yesterday morning. What did he call him? A culture creator or something like that? He coined Willy Adames. And I kind of agree. Like, in a weird way, you can look at the box scores and you're like, oh, Adames went 0-for-4 again with 2 strikeouts. But I think the 29-21 still has a lot to do with Willy Adames. I mean, have you ever seen someone on the top step of the dugout with a bigger presence for his teammates right after he struck out with the bases loaded? And it changes. Buster signed him. He is the Buster. He is the Buster Posey of that clubhouse.
Good call, yeah.
Like, already. And I think that's why Buster signed him. Yes, I would like his numbers to be better.
Sure.
I think they will be. But, I don't think he's been a negative, at least not yet.
No, not, I mean, other than when he actually tries to hit or field, at that point he's been a negative, but all the other stuff can, at times, outweigh the negative of what you actually do as a player.
A lot of people want to weigh in on the whole buyer's remorse and Kuminga and all of this. Antonio in Oakland. Hi, Antonio. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. You know,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I don't really agree with the other caller because, you know, of course, the Jimmy Butler thing was working and all that. And it's like that. The worst thing that happened with the 2022 finals? No, man. Steph Curry had to freaking prove to a lot of people, man, like I can win without KD or, you know, just to win another one in general. And I love that parade I went to, man. That was the best thing that ever happened, to be honest with you. So it's like, come on, man. But, you know, Steve Kerr does have to get some blame for these bad draft picks, though. You know, James Wiseman. Like, for the James Wiseman draft, my first pick was LaMelo Ball. And my second choice was Tyrese Halliburton. And that's why I wanted, because Clay was coming off his injury. You know, Steph was getting older. And look where Tyrese Halliburton's at now. He's in the conference finals. But anyway, and I'm not going to be all like, oh, well, he has rings, so he can just, you know, let it slide. Bill Walsh had rings. You know, are we not going to blame Bill Walsh a little bit for trading Charles Haley, starting the damn Cowboys dynasty, you know, a little bit. And then like freaking the other guy named Bill Belichick, he won 6 rings with Tom Brady, our Bay Area native. Am I allowed to not say, oh, well, Belichick can't draft receivers worth a damn? No, I can still say that even though he has rings. So at the end of the day, I mean, you got to still give him some kind of blame.
Yeah, you can, Antonio. Yeah, thanks. You can do that. It's funny when he's like, do we not blame Bill Walsh some? I'm like, I don't think I've ever had that thought cross my mind in my life of like, you know what, this Bill Walsh guy, you know, I got something to say about him.
And Steve Kerr doesn't draft the players.
That's the other point. Steve Kerr is not, and I'm sure maybe there's some input there, but no, Steve Kerr does not draft the players. And then the third thing to bring in, I wonder what you think about this. Whenever someone does the LaMelo Ball, Tyrese Halliburton thing, what do you think those players would be if they had been drafted here? Would they have not suffered from a similar fate? Like, is it Steph or Clay that they would have supplanted?
Right.
How would they have grown? How would they have grown on this team in the midst of what was happening? I have no idea. I think that they would be similarly frustrated right now.
No doubt, because the minutes just aren't there, and development comes not only in the offseason and in practice, but primarily from what you do when you actually go out there and play basketball. And so I think about the 2020 draft when they took James Wiseman. They were coming off a year where they were 15-50, and Jordan Poole had gone to the G League and come back and started to show signs. Clay was coming back from injury. You had Steph Curry. Draymond missed most of the year, but he was coming back. You weren't really looking for a LaMelo Ball. And Tyrese Halliburton, we can all say that now. There's a reason why he slid all the way down to 12. He didn't actually slide to 12. He was considered the 12th best player in that draft.
Right.
And he's gone on to be this amazing, like, maybe lead my team to the finals guy. But if you look at his college career, 2 years in college at Iowa State, he was not this guy.
He also missed that shot.
Whatever. It went through. I don't know why you fixate on that.
Because you missed that shot.
Shooter's touch.
Remember when Vlade Divac got mad about Robert Horry hitting that shot against the kid? Lucky shot. It was a lucky shot. Robert Horry's like, better read the paper or something. Like, I hit those shots.
Yep.
That shot went in. This, where's Vlade, was a lucky shot. That was a lucky shot. But anyway,
If you look at the percentage of shots that hit the back rim and go 7 feet in the air.
And then go in?
It's probably 1 in 1,000, I would imagine.
At best.
Right.
At best. Trevor and Roner Park real quick. Hey, Trevor, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, two things I've heard so much since I called, but Jonathan Kuminga, we talk about him like every single day almost, and I just talk about him at nauseam. The Warriors should have drafted him. He has talent. He still has talent, but he's a good trade piece right now. The Warriors are in like win now, and that's what Steve Kerr said the other day, and he didn't have to say it to know. So he doesn't fit in with this team, with this rotation. Doesn't mean he's a bad player. I'm glad the Warriors have him, because now what they can do is use him with a couple other players and trade for somebody else who's consistent, who can come in and help the team. So it's good they drafted him, but he clearly is on his way out. There's no doubt about it. He just doesn't have a spot. He doesn't fit on this team. When Curry is out, of course you're going to go to him, because you need him out there on the court scoring when Curry's not in. That's why when Curry's out, you see him score 25, 30 points. And when Curry's in the game, you don't see Kuminga score more than 10 or 15. I mean, if he gets 20, that's a great game for him, but that's rare. And he's kind of spotty. But the Warriors, there's value there. They have trade value, which is good.
Yep.
So I can't wait for them to go ahead and make something happen this offseason and get some consistency around Curry and Butler and Green and really kind of go for it next year, because that's where I see the Warriors really being strong and making a push for a ring is next year. And they have the trade assets to do that. So I'm excited to see what happens.
It's the great Trevor Beckman, by the way. Trevor, thank you for calling. I appeared on his podcast. If you want to hear more from Trevor and his great phone calls, just search up the Trevor Beckman podcast. He's a passionate fan. He does a nice little job there.
Wow, that was a hell of a plug.
Well, and Trevor from Roner Park, and I'm like, this sounds like the Trevor that I did a podcast with, and I'm sure he'll reach out to you. He had Steiny.
Well,
he had Guru.
He will now.
Wait a minute.
Now I'm offended.
Dude, I was batting.
Trevor?
I'm like in the 5 hole. I almost didn't do it based on where I fell in the order, but.
Apparently I'm in the 8 hole.
It's something like that.
I mean, my God.
If Spadoni's busy, you might get the call. Anyway, good call, Trevor.
He's always busy. Anyway, here comes summer. Before you hit the road for that well-earned getaway, stop by Valvoline Instant Oil Change Certified Techs. We're going to have you in and out, about 15 minutes, no appointment needed, and you stay in your car. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for Bay Area locations and coupons. All right, Tim Kirkjian, Willy Adames buyer's remorse, among the things that we will talk to him about from ESPN, joins us next on Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, continuing here with Willard and Dibs and bringing on one of our absolute favorites, because let's be real, the San Francisco Giants have raised eyebrows. There's no doubt about it. So that and more, joining us on the River Islands guest line, Tim Kirkjian of ESPN. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are you?
We're doing great. I mean, baseball out here doing a little bit better than certainly we thought it would. But so I'll kind of skip by the surprise level you have for the Giants and more ask you, I think, the question that Giants fans have right now. What is the sustainability of what they've done so far?
I think they're a contender for the wild card in the National League, and it is a stout National League right now. I got a good look at the Giants this spring training. I really like what I saw. They played even better than I thought in a really difficult division where we haven't seen the best of the Diamondbacks. The Padres are in a little slide. They're going to get better. The Dodgers are a monster when everybody's healthy. But the Giants are right there, and it's in part because their pitching is pretty darn good, as we kind of thought it would be. I know I didn't think Robbie Ray would be this good this year, but him, Logan Webb together, that's a pretty nice twosome to start. So I like where the Giants are right now, and I think they're going to start to hit. At least some of their guys who haven't hit yet are going to start to hit a little bit more. So I'm not suggesting they're the National League West champions. I'm not suggesting they're definitely going to make the playoffs, but I think they're a playoff contender, and I wasn't sure about that on, say, February the 15th, but I'm certainly more confident of that now that I've seen them play in spring training and now in the regular season.
In the mix for sure, but do you look at the pitching staff, and the bullpen's been fantastic, lights out, but now you won't have Justin Verlander for a couple of starts at least, and it looks like they're going to rely on some younger pitchers to come in and take the ball every fifth day. Is that an area where you would maybe have some concern about the sustainability, as Mark said, of the starting pitching staff?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really good to this point, and even though Verlander hasn't won a game yet, he's been helpful, but he's going on the IL, and you know, Hicks is now in the bullpen, so that's a bit of a setback because that didn't work out particularly well so far this year. So I think it just means that Robbie Ray and Logan Webb have to be this good, maybe even better continuing forward if they're going to remain a solid contender in, again, a very, very loaded National League. But, yeah, that's the one thing. But this is why the trade market comes up and the trade deadline comes up. And if the Giants are going to be serious contenders moving forward, they may have to go make a move. And Buster Posey knows all about what great pitching does. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't hesitate at all. If they need a starting pitcher at the trade deadline, maybe they'll go get one.
Okay, if you're going to bring up that idea of making a move, what do the Giants do about first base?
Well, Lamont Wade Jr. is hitting 173. That doesn't make any sense.
That's why I asked, yeah.
He's a much better hitter than that. And, you know, first base has been a big problem. I wrote a story about this in spring training, just how little production teams are getting out of first base. Last year, lowest batting average by first baseman since 1900. That's how unproductive first base was all around the major leagues. So, yes, the Giants need to address that. And, you know, maybe they just put Wilmer Flores over there every day and say, you play every day there. But I don't think that's best for the team. They're going to have to get Wade going. And if that doesn't work, maybe they'll have to go get a hitter somewhere. But that's a little easier said than done.
What happened to first base, Tim? I mean, in the year that Fred McGriff, the crime dog, is going into the Hall of Fame, and you've got a Giants team that's contending with a guy hitting a .173, is first base the new catcher position where it's just not that important to be a big bopper anymore?
Yeah, the industry has changed the position. With all the shifting, you needed a really active, athletic first baseman. So we took, say, just one example, Luis Arraez. He's not a first baseman, but he is for the Padres but he's a second baseman playing first base. We've kind of lost track of the big, strong, slugging first baseman in the big leagues. I mean, look at Pete Alonso, who's off to a pretty darn good start. It took him a long, long time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Just to get a 2-year contract with the Mets. So the position has clearly changed, and the days of the big left-handed, you know, long, lanky John Olerud, Mark Grace, you know, Don Mattingly to a lesser degree, I think those days are over for the moment because the industry is looking to take somebody and just put them over at first base instead of being like a primary first baseman that we saw when Willie McCovey first came up.
Tim Kirkjian, ESPN, with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Hey, Tim, let's say a Giants fan stopped you on the street and said, hey, Willie Adames, this is not what we paid for. 646 OPS, this is not what we thought we were getting, but it's only 50 games in. What would you say to that fan?
I would tell that fan not to worry because Willie Adames is better than a 214 hitter. He is a great teammate. He got so many big hits last year for the Brewers, all those three-run homers that he hit. He's a tremendous clubhouse presence. The defense is not what the Giants, not what the Brewers had hoped it would be last year, but I don't think that has shown up quite so much. Look, I say this all the time, and I make too many excuses for big leaguers. This is the hardest game in the world to play. So he switches from one team to another, goes to a really big ballpark, gets a lot of money to do it. He puts a lot of pressure on himself that I'm the last piece that they needed to get us into the playoffs, and I think he's feeling that pressure. 50 games, there's a long, long way to go. And I think by the end of the season, Willie Adames will have been a very good player for the Giants.
They've got 4 of their 9 regulars hitting .220 or lower, and they don't have a lot of power. They're middle of the pack in terms of home runs in the major leagues. Is this offense sustainable the way you've got so many guys who feel like automatic outs and you don't have a lot of big power threats in the lineup?
Yeah, some things are going to have to change. I mean, Matt Chapman's hitting, .217 yep. Also. He's much better than that. Patrick Bailey was really, he still gets big hits, but he's hitting .183 also. But again, fellas, we're in the most difficult hitting era maybe in Major League history, and no excuses made for the Giants. But the league batting average is like .239 right now. There are all sorts of people who are struggling at the plate because the pitching they see, the stuff they see on a daily basis is like nothing we've ever seen in Major League history. Now, does that mean you just accept it? No, but you have to recognize that the pitching right now is really, really good. But if the Giants are going to make the playoffs, we talked about their starting pitching, but they're going to have to hit more than this. And the guys we talked about, Wade and Chapman and Adames and Bailey, all those guys are going to have to pick it up significantly if they're going to be the team that they need to be.
Does baseball need to change that, Tim? We had Mason Miller come in here over the weekend and throw 104, and batting averages are at an all-time low. Does baseball need to do something, either with the mound or the distance, something to make it so it's easier to hit?
Well, they tried to do that with the changing of the shift rules to give you a little bit more space to hit a ball. But to me, the pitching, the stuff is so good right now that it is now up to the hitters to make the adjustment. The industry has told them for years and years and years, we don't care about a line drive single to the opposite field. We want you to hit a ball into the stands. We don't care about a hard ground ball single up the middle. We want you to pull one down the third baseline and get three runs in. Once the hitters recognize that their only chance is to start to make adjustments on their own, like hitters used to do in the big leagues 20 years ago, 30, 40, 50 years ago, that's their way out of this. But, you know, there's no, I'm totally against changing the dimensions of the mound because I think it's incumbent on the hitters now to say, all right, we're overmatched. We have to try something different. We have to put a ball in play more often. We have to hit the ball the opposite way once in a while, or even put down a bunt. That's what has to happen if we're going to raise the batting average and get more productive out of our hitters.
Tim, I want to go back to that pitching staff because you said that, you know, Justin Verlander, as we know, is going on the injured list, and you sort of insinuated that the Jordan Hicks thing didn't work out because he's now in the bullpen. In the Giants' heart of hearts, what do you think they actually want? Do they want Verlander and Hicks really grabbing those spots and doing great, or do they want Hayden Birdsong and Kyle Harrison to come in and grab those spots?
Well, it's always better long-term to take younger pitchers, give them a job, and have them keep it. But we'll see. I mean, Hayden Birdsong is a really interesting pitcher who's had some success, a very small sample, in the bullpen and in the rotation. Harrison, of course, was a top prospect for several years. But if you're going to have Hicks and you're going to have Verlander on your team, then you need them to produce. And it's, and I'm not giving up on Jordan Hicks, not at all. It's just, I think this is temporary to the bullpen, and I think this is temporary for Verlander on the IL. But again, talking long-term, you want your young guys to step in, take a job, and then keep it for the next 5 years. We'll see if that happens with the Giants.
I was hoping Verlander could be the last pitcher to make a charge toward 300 career wins, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen with no wins so far through 2 months. Do you think that, Tim, anyone is ever going to get to 300 wins again?
Well, maybe someday, but I don't think it's going to come from any active pitcher, including Verlander. Again, we no longer value the victory like we used to. We no longer value our starting pitchers like we used to. We don't even give them a chance to win a lot of games because we're taking them out after 100 pitches or five innings or even less than that. We're not even letting them go in around three times in the order. So that's another thing that baseball, I believe, needs to look at long term, returning the value of the starting pitcher. And 300 wins, that's a huge, huge number, and I don't see anybody getting to that anytime soon.
Tim Kirkjian, ESPN, with us here, 95.7 The Game. All right, we've got 50 healthy games now of Jung-Hoo Lee in center field. What is your take on him as a major league player?
Well, he's a very good defensive player, which we know, but with the money that they gave him, he needs to be more of an offensive player, and I can see that coming. Again, a guy who came in last year, and before he could ever really get going, he got hurt and missed the rest of the year. He, like all young players, like all players who come from another country to play, need time to understand what they're up against. So I'm more than willing to give him a full season to see what kind of production he can bring. But he's got some pop, that's for sure. And we know he can play defense at center field. But so let's give him more than 50 games to see what he can do. If we're 100 games in or 150 games in, maybe we'll have to make another value guess there. But I think he's going to be a good player, and I think he's going to get better from here.
Tim, I also wonder if you'd take us a little bit behind the curtain in Major League Baseball with regard to what it means to have Buster Posey running this club. He's so revered here, but now that we're getting into his first season, I wonder if you can share, what are agents saying? What are other players and pundits from around the country? How has that changed the view of the franchise?
Well, I think it's a good move because of Buster Posey's obvious track record, 3 championships, and arguably the best player on 3 championship teams. And with a very soft touch and a very quiet voice, he came in and said, we need to do some things differently here. And that's where defense, starting pitching, and a bullpen step forward. And that's what they need to do, because that's how the Giants won three times with Buster Posey there. So I think most people around baseball are impressed with what he has done. And personally, and again, I'm 68 years old, but when I find a former player who's got a really good look at how a team should be built, I think that's a great idea. And the fact that I'm sure he is listening to all the people around him, all the advanced metrics people who have different ideas on doing things, they need to be listened to. But in the end, I'm going to trust the guy's eyes and ears, who is someday, I believe, going to be in the Hall of Fame, but knows how to win because he played on three championship teams. I think the Giants are in good hands, and I think most people around baseball would agree with that.
Hey, Tim, real quick, did you expect the Dodgers to play better than this? Is it just an injury thing? Like, their pitching staff's not very impressive so far.
Well, Blake Snell is hurt,
yep,
and Tyler Glass now is hurt, and all sorts of people are, and now Roki Sasaki is hurt. I never, ever bought into the Dodgers are going to win 120 games or 115 games. I still think they'll be the best team in baseball when October 1st rolls around, but it just shows you how difficult the game is to play. And when you get injured players, which every team gets every year, it's going to prevent any team from just running away and hiding. Those days are over given the injuries that everyone suffers, but I expect the Dodgers to get healthy, and I repeat, by October, I think they will be a really, really good team with great pitching.
And Tim, one other thing, just your perspective with so many years in the game, I think that Matt Chapman, now in his second year with the Giants, I think fans out here knew he was a great defensive player. You watch for a year and a half, and I'm like, oh, this is an all-time defensive player. What is your sort of perspective on that, and what's been your experience through the years? Where do you think he sort of sits?
Well, he's really, really good, and I've said a million times, the only way to really evaluate a defensive player is to watch him every single day, and that's what the Giants fans have had the pleasure of doing. You can't tell when you just come in for a three-game series, because he might not have to make a play to his left or right or coming in. But you watch him every day, then you recognize by your eyes, maybe not even by metrics, whether a guy can do things. For me, and this is just my list, Brooks Robinson is the greatest third baseman, Nolan Arenado second, Scott Rolen's third, Adrian Beltre's fourth, Mike Schmidt's fifth. However, Matt Chapman is climbing that list really fast, because I'm not sure if I've seen a third baseman who throws better than him of all the third basemen I've seen, and he is really, really good defensively. So he'll climb more and more charts as we go along.
And is the arm more valuable now with speedier hitters by and large, as opposed to the old, like, you know, DHs and, you know, Boog Powell shuffling up the line?
Yeah, and I watch him every time I see the Giants play. I watch him in infield or batting practice, and he stands on the outfield grass behind third base and throws from there. And when you can play that deep because your arm is that good, that helps your infield defense. Obviously, it helps your pitching staff that you have a third baseman that can throw like that, allowing him to play deeper and get to more balls, and it doesn't seem to matter where he catches it. His arm is strong enough to throw out the majority of players at first base.
I bet you didn't think Boog Powell was going to come up today on this conversation.
I just talked to him the other day. So Boog is an all-timer,
yeah,
and I grew up in Maryland, and Boog is one of the great great resources in the history of Oriole baseball. So, no, I didn't expect it, but I'm thrilled because Boog is an all-timer.
I wish I wasn't old enough to remember late Boog Powell when I was a kid, but I was trying to think of somebody who was maybe not fleet of foot as an example, and that's where I wound up, Tim.
Well, it's a good one. Earl Weaver once told me Boog Powell won the MVP. When Boog Powell won the MVP in 1970, he weighed 300 pounds.
Whoa.
I'm not sure I'm going to believe that, but I will tell you this. No matter what he weighed, he was very nimble on those feet, and he had great hands, and he was a really, really good hitter.
I would have gone Benji Molina. My partner went Boog Powell.
I'm an old soul,
that's
Tim.
That's the way it went, and that's how it went. So that's what we're doing. Tim, great to have you, man. Thanks so much.
All right. My pleasure, fellas. Thanks.
Tim Kirkton, ESPN, joining us here on Willard and Dibbs. Yeah, I did not have Boog Powell on the bingo card, but there he was.
There he was.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Boog Powell, 20 career stolen bases.
Oh.
Buster Posey, 23.
Hey.
So Buster. Buster gets it done.
W for the real orange and black.
That's right.
Take that.
You couldn't throw Buster out.
How many did Benji Molina have?
I'll look at it, but what do you think? What would your guess be?
Benji Molina stolen bases?
Yes. Career?
7.
You're going to put it at 7?
7.
The answer is 3.
Yeah!
He got caught 7 times.
Okay. So he's
like
trying.
Like 3 for 10?
He's trying. So I'm going to take that as a W. Like I think I came up with the slowest dude on planet Earth.
Yep.
Benji Molina. Good Lord. Remember that guy?
I mean, slow, right?
Just a bit.
Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't know Boog could run like that.
Well,
he stole 7 bases in 1968.
People used to steal bases.
Right.
Then people stopped stealing bases.
And so they had to make the base bigger.
Right.
Yeah. And I saw something over the weekend where, why didn't they make home plate bigger? And I do think that that's interesting. Like,
well, that would make it even harder to hit, wouldn't it?
Right. But as we get into robo umps, if you don't make the plate bigger, you're going to have a lot more walks because a lot of the strikes that you get now are not really strikes.
That might work both ways.
Good.
That might work both ways, you know? I don't know about the whole robo-ump thing.
Yeah, and Tim didn't like my idea about either moving the mound back or lowering the mound, and I don't want to make any changes. I like it the way it is.
It is pretty fundamental. Like, I get it. It's kind of, it'd be like, let's say people just get too tall someday, and the NBA's like, let's go 11 feet. Well, good Lord. Like, I mean, you fundamentally changed the entire game from what it was.
Right.
I think moving the mound or raising the mound would be that.
Well, you've done it before.
I know.
Like, you've lowered the mound before.
You've lowered it.
Right.
Yeah, you're not moving it out towards second base.
No. And Mason Miller throwing 104 for the A's.
I know. Like, no, it may get to the point where you got no choice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be throwing a buck 10. It's like, ooh, change up 99 on the black. What?
We're not far from that already. Right? Yeah, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Also by Lucky California, would love to get back to your phone calls. And portions of the Steve Kerr conversation that we had yesterday, you're going to hear that in about a half hour. 888-957-9570. We're talking about buyer's remorse based off of the idea of, you know what, as it's turned out, maybe Jonathan Kuminga just shouldn't have come here. Maybe the Warriors should not have selected Jonathan Kuminga. But if you want to take this toward Brock Purdy, or if you want to take this toward Willy Adames, in terms of buyer's remorse, how are you feeling about all that? 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls right now. This is Willard and Dibb.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.